Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, Pastor Gock, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the third psalm we hear, "But you, O Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head." In this time of change and demands that come about us, help us, O Lord, not to run ahead of your plans for us, but grant us patience to do that which is right before us and focusing on our responsibilities and providing assistance to those with whom we work. Grant us courage to trust in you and the future you are bringing to us. Grant that our thoughts are like yours, so we may accomplish what is before us this day. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, sir. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Polk, a quorum is present. The Senate is now in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session.
Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, thank you. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been
fully read.
You've heard
the motion. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, Elisa Nelson from Missouri Net has been given permission to take photographs in the Senate chambers today.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of guests. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I have a very special guest, a group of people from the University of Central Missouri, and they've been waiting just for us to get started so they can go eat lunch. So appreciate that. That's the UCM Child and Family Development students. Also social work, psychology, nursing, and recovery lighthouse. And they are Aaliyah Cooper, Maddie Bolin, Amanda Fuhrer, Davy Sater, Cindy Shackelford, Taylor Harrington, Rebecca Atlaxson, Hannah Frederick, Mandy Camp, Nicole Scheibe, Kimberly Hale, Blake Dorsey, Amanda McCulloch, and they are accompanied by their bus driver and teacher, Adriatic Lacani. So they welcome the Mules
Let's
and Jennies from
welcome all the
UCM.
Special guests of the Senator from Johnson to the Missouri Senate. Senator from Barton.
President, on your right to my left, I have a special guest from Lamar. Stephen Catterly is our prosecuting attorney there in Barton County. Also have a prosecuting attorney here from Clinton, Henry County. He's not in the chamber right now, but Mr. Richard Shields. Glad to welcome them, and they're here for the meeting of the Missouri Association of Prosecuting Attorneys. And I would ask the body.
Let's welcome these guests to the Missouri Senate. Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. With us today, I have a very distinguished guest. It's to my left and to your right. I've got Dr. Troy Pano and Dr. Sue Thomas. Dr. Troy Pano has served as the president up at Truman State University and done a very good job. He's well liked by the students, the faculty, and people in the community. We are going to miss him. He is moving on. And I'm not against anybody moving on to better themselves, but it will leave a great hole in Northeast Missouri when Dr. Troy Pano leaves. But you know, I say he's really worked with the students up there and really enjoys being with them. They enjoy being with him. And I actually was there one day and got to see him kiss a pig. Maybe he wouldn't appreciate me telling that. But that's how interactive he has been with the students, and I know that we are going to miss him greatly. And I do have a resolution I'd like to present to him in a little bit.
Well, we're delighted to welcome these guests to the Missouri Senate, this distinguished group. And we're delighted that you have a resolution for them. Senator from Barrie.
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire of the Senator from Johnson.
Does the Senator from Johnson yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Senator, you introduced some guests a while ago, and one of them was named Davy Sater.
Davy Sater,
Is he still over there? Or?
No, I think he left, didn't he, Adriatic? Didn't he have to leave? Yeah, I'm sorry, he left.
Is he a pretty good student, or do you know?
Very good.
Very good. Good looking?
No.
Well, hopefully I'll get to meet him soon. Today, sometime.
Okay, all right. His name should be in the journal because it was on the list, yeah. So it should be in there tomorrow. Mr. President, while I'm on the floor, can I introduce some other people?
Proceed.
Thank you. Thank you for the introduction of guests. We also have another great group of folks in the upper gallery. Today is MSHA Day, Missouri Speech Language Hearing, so everyone please enunciate properly today. So in honor of our group, so if they would stand. This group up here is from UCM, and I think we've also got some other Speech Path folks from Truman State and Northwest and things like that. But it's a great group, speech pathology, language hearing as well. So
let's welcome these guests to the Missouri Senate. Introductions. Senator from 24th.
Thank you. Mr. President, I'd like to introduce a very special guest here today that I'm hopeful not a lot of my colleagues will need to spend a lot of time with because, after all, he's here serving as the doctor of the day. On your right, Mr. President, and my left is Dr. Christopher Wang. Dr. Wang lives in St. Charles, but he practices anesthesiology in Creve Coeur from my community. So if you would all join me in welcoming and taking your sniffles over to Dr.
Let's welcome White. The doctor of the day to the Missouri Senate. Introductions. Senator from Johnson, a third time.
Can I inquire the senator from Lewis?
Does the senator from Lewis yield?
Yeah, I do.
Proceed.
Well, and maybe the senator from the 15th might want to be involved in this inquiry as well. You did do the resolution for the university president at Truman State, is that right?
I did.
Yeah, and I saw Dr.
Very
Payne.
Worthwhile.
Yeah, I saw Dr. Payne in the hallway today, and he asked how I was doing. I said, very sad to learn that he's going to be leaving the state. And he is beloved by students, faculty, staff. On your resolution, did you have the name T. Payne? Because he goes by that, right?
I'm not for sure exact wording. I know it listed a lot of his great accomplishments.
Okay. Well, he does go by T-Pain. And in fact, I think Senator from the 15th is like directly wired to him. So there's a chip and things like that. And he'll say, T-Pain is talking. So, but anyway, he's a great president. And,
yes, I tell you, the wind went out of our office the day we got the news that he was going to be moving on.
Right.
Because he's been such a great influence there at that university. And
it's, yeah, well, maybe you can get some of his purple shirts and ties before he leaves.
Hey, so. Senator, see?
Yeah, there we go. Well, congratulations to Dr. Pano, and he will be a hard act to follow.
That's very true.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills. Senator from Callaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. No explanation
Senator
necessary.
Forward. Read the bill of the Senator from Callaway.
Senate Bill number 1079, introduced by Senator Riddle, an act relating to crime scene photographs and video recordings.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Cole.
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committee. I'd ask you to recognize the Senator from Webster.
Reports of standing committees, the Senator from Webster.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Send it forward. While you're sending it forward, the Chair would like to make an introduction, hearing no objection. Leonard Steinman has entered the upper gallery. Leonard is a candidate for governor on the Democratic ticket filed this morning. Leonard, stand up. so that we may welcome you to the Missouri Senate. Good friend of many of us here. Read the committee report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Bill 1891, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Cunningham, Chairman.
Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Send it forward. Read the committee report of the Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 794, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kehoe, Chairman.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 4 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion. Those in favor, say aye.